I guess 112 seems kind of hot, doesn't it? Wow! Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner. And what we do on the Tay and Jay Show is we try to throw out our expertise, if you call it that. But what we do that's even better is we actually have experts on, and that's what makes our show so fantastic. And one of those guys is Michael Wright. He covers the Chicago Bears for ESPNChicago.com. And, Michael, I assume you're getting about, what, at least a good solid hour or two of sleep every night, right?
About three.
You slacker.
I know it. I'm sleeping in till 7:30 in the morning.
But which, by the way, Michael, I have to ask you this, because you see him all day on ESPN. You know, he works for the same company as you. Adam Schefter, does that guy sleep at all?
Wow.
No, he doesn't. The guy is a hard worker. He's always got the BlackBerry going, and it's the great thing about Adam, though, is I can text him and run something across, you know, just say, hey, Adam, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think about this? And bam, it'll hit you right back. I mean, he's that proficient on that BlackBerry.
Michael Wright covers the Chicago Bears for ESPNChicago.com. And, Michael, I know it's kind of like Christmas time, not only for baseball fans right now, but also football fans, as we look around and we try to see what our favorite team is doing. I mean, I always joke with Jeremy here that if there's too much going on, I almost kind of shut down. I just need simple things. I mean, Michael, how did you even think, how am I going to cover all this when this first started?
You don't. You don't think about it. You were saying Christmas. I call it, it's more like food extraction. But the truth is that you don't. You do kind of formulate a plan, and, you know, you take a look at guys out there on the market who might fit what the Bears do, and you start making phone calls. You start calling all the people within the organization that you know. But it's, you know, a wise man basically told me once that the way you eat an elephant is one spoonful at a time, and that's the way you have to look at it, really.
Well, Mike, we're seeing a lot of movements. We saw a lot of quarterback movement last night, Matt Hasselbeck, Donovan McNabb, but not a lot of noise yet from the Bears. What should we take that as? What's going on with the Bears right now?
There is the perception out there that the Bears are uninterested in free agency, and that's not the case. That's simply not the case. The problem with them is they need a lot of help on the offensive line. Well, if you notice, all those top-tier tackles, your Justin Blaylock, you know, not tackles, let me say linemen.
Sure.
Justin Blaylock, Willie Colon, Jermon Bushrod, those guys, you're not seeing those guys coming off. They're not being signed, and that's why the Bears haven't done anything, because it's almost a situation to where they have to watch how all the dominoes fall before they can really start making any moves. They've targeted a couple of the top tackles out there, believe it or not. And you have to realize that offensive line coach Mike Tice, he prefers guys who play tackle and guard. You know, the big tackle types who can also kick inside to guard. So, you know, those guys, that's a premium position. And there are a lot of teams in play for all these guys. So the Bears kind of have to watch how the dominoes fall and then act accordingly. That's why you don't hear a lot about what's going on with the Bears.
How about on the defensive side? We've heard some linemen that might possibly go to the Bears, Jason Babin, Colin Jenkins. What are they looking at to add on their defensive side? Any names out there yet?
Yeah, there's a couple. Brandon Meepane, he's a guy that they might take a look at. He's a guy that Tim Ruskell has some experience with the Bears, because, you know, he was out in Seattle and everything. So there are a couple of guys, and you're not gonna get a Julius Peppers type signing. You're talking about guys that will be frontline contributors in that defensive line rotation, because obviously they still haven't gotten Anthony Adams re-signed, and they're working on that right now. But if they can bring him back and bring in another defensive tackle, perhaps another pass rushing defensive end or something, you know, the Bears will be in good shape, because they like to rotate a ton of players on their defensive line to keep them fresh.
If you're a Chicago Bears fan or a football fan in general, get on ESPNChicago.com. Look up Michael Wright. He does a great job covering the Bears. Michael, I know one thing that Chicago is kind of in the mix for would be a wide receiver, but now you see Santonio Holmes, Santana Moss, all these guys coming off the board. So what's going to happen next? Where are they going in that? I mean, there's still plenty out there, but where are they going to go, you think?
Please don't tell me James Jones either.
You know, I think he's a talented guy, but I haven't heard that he's in play. I have heard Brad Smith. I actually wrote something about Brad Smith, the Jets receiver.
Yep.
And a lot of people are like, why him? Well, the Bears kind of view him as a Josh Cribbs type of playmaker. But, okay, when you're trying to make a deal with a guy like Brad Smith, then you're saying, okay, do I pay him like a top tier three? Do I pay him like a lower tier two? You know, it's you don't know how to pay him because is he a receiver? Is he a running back? Is he a return man? What does he do? And it's the same situation Josh Cribbs got into when he was trying to get his new deal. And it's almost the same situation as a guy like Devin Hester went through. You know, Devin Hester, and you could make the argument that, hey, Devin Hester got paid $5 million a year before he ever played a down at receiver.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was going to say, so, Josh Cribbs, they got a guy like Devin Hester, so that's why I don't understand where Brad Smith would fit.
Right, and you know, when I first heard it, I didn't believe it either, and I checked around, and I'm hearing it's legit, but the interesting thing about it is that the coaching staff, they like him. Mike March really likes Brad Smith, but the front office is not necessarily sold on him. So there's that, you know, that internal war between personnel and the coaching staff, you know, and you have to deal with that kind of situation with almost every move you make in free agency. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not as easy as just saying, hey, we want this guy, we'll sign him. You know, Lovie Smith likes this guy, let's get him. No, you know, you've got to clear that with Jerry Angelo and all the guys in personnel, and then you've got to have meetings, and you got to watch film on him, and then you have to argue about it. It's a long process, and that is why the Bears have kind of, you know, just stood pat. It's not that they're not doing anything. I guarantee you they're having meetings because I'm hearing from representatives of all their free agents that, hey, we're not hearing anything from the Bears. Sure. Well, they're not hearing anything from the Bears because they're holed up in meetings. So, you know, let's, you know, I would say to fans not to worry. The Bears are definitely formulating some plans. They got some stuff going on.
All right, Michael Wright, not exactly the most flashy spot on the field, but the punter, I mean, Brad Maynard has been pretty good for the Bears lately, and now the rumor is, or the word is, maybe Steve Weatherford, a former Illini, might be coming in to take his spot. What do you know on that front?
Well, I do know that the Bears' interest in him and Steve Weatherford is legitimate, and I do know that an offer is on the table. I think it's more of a matter of Steve Weatherford saying, yes, I want to take it. I'd love for him to come out here because I covered Steve Weatherford when I was in Jacksonville, and that guy booms him. He's got a big leg. Of all the punters I've ever covered, I think he's got the strongest leg, and I know he was ranked pretty high among, you know, the league leaders in net punt average and stuff like that. So I think he'd be a good pickup.
And Michael, how about the rookies? I know they signed their fifth round picks today, JT Thomas and Nathan Enderle. I expect the others to follow here shortly.
I do. I'm actually running around trying to figure out whether Stephen Paya has signed because the guy's tweeting pictures from camp. Well, you can't be at camp unless you're under contract. So I'm trying to find out whether he's signed, and I know that they're close. They're close on some guys, but one thing that the agents are telling me is that the language in some of these deals is really weird because of the new CBA, and so it kind of slows up the pace of doing deals, but you got to know that the Bears, you know, with Cliff Stein, they always get guys to camp on time. So I anticipate everybody being in the fold by Friday, start of camp.
And Michael, we'll let you go and chase down that story, but I just want your take real quick on Donovan McNabb. Sounds like he's going to be traded in Minnesota. How does that impact the NFC North, you think, next year?
And I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one because, you know, is he going to come in there and perform the way Brett Favre did when he first got out there, or will he be Brett Favre from 2010? You know, the guy who could barely, you know, he had to drag his legs onto the field, you know. You just don't know. And with the way things turned out for him in Washington, I know that there is the perception that Donovan McNabb is washed up. And, you know, if that's the case, so be it. I mean, I think he's done enough in his career to warrant being considered one of the best to ever do it. That's fine. But I would hate to see him come back and not be the same guy that we're used to seeing, you know, when he was in Philadelphia, because in Washington, I saw somebody tweet that he bounced more passes off the turf than Rick Meyer. I was like, wow. But you know, it's kind of true. He did not play well in Washington. And you know what? You know another thing. Donovan McNabb is too nice. He's too nice a guy. I mean, people just beat him up and ripped apart, and Donovan never says anything.
It's unfortunate the guy's never got a Super Bowl title because, unfortunately, it seems like everybody shreds him apart because of that.
They do, and he's just too nice about it. I want to see him get angry and kind of take it out on people on the field. And then when you do it, let them know, hey, yeah, you said I was washed up. But, you know, the consensus among some of the people I know is he's washed up, but I really hope that's not the case. I hope that he comes back and plays well and makes the NFC North a very competitive division. You know, to me, the NFC North is a great conference, and it's very competitive, but you don't want to see, you know, Minnesota be like they were last year.
Sure, sure.
Well, obviously Bears fans want their team to come out on top of the division, but you don't want it to be a cakewalk.
Right, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what would make me mad is those negative 20-degree days in Minneapolis. So maybe that'll bring out the mean spirit in Donovan McNabb, right?
Oh, perhaps so, but you know, they'll be playing indoors anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
If the roof stays up there.
Well, Michael Wright, you do a great job on ESPNChicago.com. We read your stuff all the time. If you're a Bears fan out there and one of our listeners, get on there at ESPNChicago.com. Read Michael Wright's stuff. He does a great job. We're going to let you go so you can go start chasing down some of these stories, Michael.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Mike. We appreciate that. Michael Wright, again, ESPNChicago.com does a good job of covering your Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and this receiver thing is kind of frustrating.
It's weird.
Because I know they're not going to get a Malcolm Floyd.
Right.
They're not going to get some of those bigger names out there. Even Randy Moss I probably don't want because I don't know how he and Jay Cutler would be together. But, you know, when you talk about Malcolm Floyd, Sidney Rice, here's Sidney Rice possibly talking with Seattle, things like that. It's like those teams, why wouldn't you want to come play for Jay Cutler? So that's kind of frustrating that they're sticking to their guns there.
Another guy you put down here, Steve Breaston, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals, he would be perfect. I mean, he can be a possession guy. He can be a little bit of – but here's the deal with Steve, though, is that the Cardinals are going to spend a lot of money to retain him because they have to spend a lot of money to get get over the cap, the 90%. So, all right, we're talking football this hour. We'll talk baseball, whatever you want. We're going to open up the phone lines now. The rest of the hour is yours, 359-2255, 359-2255. Ask us what you want. We're here to talk about it.
Of course, Colby Rasmus traded from the St. Louis Cardinals. The White Sox trade Edwin Jackson to Toronto. He goes to the Cardinals in that Colby Rasmus deal. We'll update you on that, too, if you've missed on that. 359-2255. It's a Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.